This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Wraith.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yep. Undead.
So I love that even at this late stage in the game, at the ecology section, they're just admitting it. The Wraith has no proper niche, serving no useful purpose in nature, and providing no byproducts that others can use.
Killing only for sheer hatred of life. Yeah. Come on.
they're pretty upfront with it.
They're real bad in every thing too, because all their big thing is like level drain.
Right.
Like there's level drain sucks so bad. Like yep. We talked about level drain sucking before, but the illustration isn't cool.
No.
Who is this like Iron Maiden looking like cover? Like, like he's all super buff, but then he's got these huge hips before his body turns into smoke.
Yeah.
And stuff. And he's got this red skeleton face. Like this is a shitty drawing. Yeah.
Well, he's got the red skeleton hips, but he also has a face. He also has a Beetlejuice hair. Like he has super dorky hair.
Yeah. Like this high school science teacher turned. Level draining nuisance.
Yeah, turn half cloud level draining nuisance.
There's another thing that's just like everything wrong with the shitty undead in this book, which like I love the undead. It hurts me to not like them in this book.
Right.
But like how it does cold damage, but then it says it does 1d6 cold damage even to creatures immune to cold. Why?
Right. Yeah.
Why? Like it
should heal them.
Yeah, it's like, you know, adventurers aren't going to get that. If some adventurer manages to become immune to cold, like why you want to fuck them over like this?
Yeah.
You know, like let them have that little advantage, this thing that's going to fucking literally undo their work. Like it's going to steal. Level drain is a mechanic that takes your real life, like drains your life.
Yeah. Takes your time. Table. Yeah. Like it is a meta punishment.
Yes. It kills the human, you know, like you could be.
This kills the human.
This kills the human. Special abilities on a 20 kill human. Like, so imagine like you have a finite number of hours of life. We all do. We're all going to die.
Wait, what?
Oh God, Cole, sit down, buddy. Yeah, you never had a pet. Like if you have like so many number of hours, and like a good D&D session takes 3 or 4 hours, like right. It is possible that because of the actions of this D&D monster,
right?
Like you will be robbed of experiences because of the way this thing was designed,
right?
Like you as the human player, that mm-hmm. sucks.
Yeah. Well, at that point, I would be angry at the DM. Instead of being angry at the person who wrote this, like,
yeah,
as a DM, why did you A, decide to use this monster, and B, decide to like make that stick?
Yeah. Well, it always sticks. Like there's rules for getting rid of it, you know, yeah. Restoration spell. It's just this weird way to make clerics more useful.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like clerics are already useful.
Yeah.
You know, good berries, man. So the huge, huge bummer, you know, just the idea that like, if you literally, if you die in the game, you die in real life. True.
There we go. That's a good game. Yeah, I like any invocation of if you die in the game, you die in real
life. It's my favorite mechanic.
Yep. there we're good.
Okay.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.